Alrighty, let's see what we can do here. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC. And for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net on the air to provide a meeting place for those who served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It is overcast and threatening some rain here today, just exactly what's not needed in parts of central Texas. They were expecting potential of another round of some fairly heavy rain showers down there. Right now, I don't think I know it's not raining here, and I don't think it's raining there, but it's sure not because it doesn't look like it wants to. Let's see. We are streaming on the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November, and Broadcastify. Broadcastify. It's a little more complicated to find us on Broadcastify, but if you can, it's well worth it, because I do believe the audio is just a little better, although things are kind of looking wonky a little bit here today on the equipment that sends out the internet streaming. So I don't know what that's all about, but we tried working on that last weekend for quite a while to try to get it better, and I thought I had, but we'll see how that turns out today. Alrighty, I got a couple of folks here already on the hook, AB4SF and NO4MM. They checked in on CW a little bit before the top of the hour, as did RMC. So let's see who else we have out there looking for Coast Guard veterans. A little bit of an early bird. Who's the early birds today?
Whiskey Delta, 8 November.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu here.
Whiskey Delta 3 November, Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra. A couple of early birds. Who else? NM3G. Boy, do I have a buzzard report for you. Any other Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard? November Lima 7, Whiskey Alpha. Everybody sounds like they're in a barrel today, or conditions must just be awful. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for additional Coast Guard net veterans.
N4RBL.
N4RBL. All right, got you. Any other Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary? I hear somebody in the background. Anybody can relay that?
Yeah, relay.
K7 DCG.
Okay, that's K7 DCG. Thank you. I tried to call him on CW, but apparently he wasn't hearing me. Any other relays? Okay, well, let's run through a few of these folks, and then we'll go back and see if the bands have improved or anything. We'll see if we can get anybody else. Alpha Bravo 4, Sugar Foxtrot, AB4SF. You had a good signal on CW.
Yeah, so did you, Dick. W5CGC, AB4SF. And I'm copying Dennis, trying to get in. Dennis, stand by. And I'll relay in a second. If you can hear me, Dennis. Anyway, yeah, Dick, the band is all over the place, and there's some QRM or QSO somewhat above us. So I'm not going to hold it long, but let's see, 89 degrees here, kind of scuffy, partly cloudy, hot, humid. That's about it, over.
Roger, well, very fine, just kind of one of those days. Geez, I tell you, we can't win for losing here on Saturday mornings. This situation, this entire, I don't know, weeks, it's been weeks to be able to get a decent band. Unfortunately, you sound like you're in that same, got that reverb echo going on there. You doing anything this July? Any exciting shall we say extracurricular activities for you?
I think I'm gonna go out of town for a couple of days this coming week. Go up to Pennsylvania, look at some train and trolley car museum, swing by the family cemetery, and then the family gravestone. And then I may well go down to the battleship New Jersey on the way home, over.
Well, if you get down there, see if you can do any reconnoitering on how the museum ship weekend went, over.
I did get an email from Margaret this week. She's asking ships turn in your logs. She's gotten several, apparently gotten several logs from ships that only show other ships they worked. And she said, this doesn't do me any good for individual certificates. She's working on them, but she's got some, as you would expect, some logistical issues over.
Oh man, that's not good. That's not good to hear. Definitely not for all of us certificate seekers who sat here and worked a bazillion ships and then not to be able to get credit for that because somebody didn't turn in a log. That's I'd go out and slap somebody across the head for that. Over.
Yeah, that's for sure. No, I am not guilty. I set ours in on Monday morning.
Well, at least I know I got one.
That's for sure. All right, if it's okay with you, I'll pick up Dennis. I was copying him fairly well a moment ago.
All right, please do, and let him know I tried responding to him on CW, but he didn't come back to me. Over.
Yeah, well, there was, I was sitting here, there was a fair amount of doubling on CW between you and several stations, so that should be part of it. Break K7DCG, K7DCG from AB4SF. Dennis, do you copy? Well, I don't hear anything now, Dick, but he was definitely in there, so I'll put him on the payroll, over.
Thought I just heard him.
Yeah, Dennis might have interrupted you. You may be listening on Broadcastify or something, but I can copy you. You're weak here in Virginia, but I can copy you. Try it again. Over. Dennis, there's a time lag, but you're weak, but I do hear you. Over. Good that time, Dennis. Good that time. Go ahead. Okay, got us copy. 68 degrees, rain heavy at times, and thunderstorms. So, I've got the same digits on the temperature, but the other way around. It's kind of warm over here. Anything for the net, Dennis? Go ahead, over. Roger, understand. RF conditions have not been good for quite a while. So, Dennis, 73 separate products, and I'll make sure Dick puts you on the log. Over. All right, Dick, W5CGC, 84SF, and the band dropped. I thought I heard him say Roger, so apparently there's a little bit of a time delay. I'm not sure what that was all about. But But anyway, Dennis is somehow listening to us today. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, that's that is strange, but we've I could hear him in there just a little bit, but not too well. But glad we got him on the payroll. Sounds like they're getting a little bit more rain than we are right now. We get nothing, and definitely no thunderstorms in this, at least at this point. But hey, that can change. You never know. Over.
Oh yeah, and over here, as close to the water as we are, it does change. Afternoon pop-up thunderstorms are not unusual for us. Maybe hot humid all day, clear sky, and then all of a sudden the clouds build up and come out. Happened a couple times this week. But everything so far, honky-dory over here. We're lucky compared to a lot of places. We're lucky. So, Chick, let me send it back to you. I will probably not be home from the battleship by next Saturday, so... we'll see you when we can get back on the radio on a Saturday. Thanks for running the net.
All right, sir. AB4SF, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie 73, Semper Paratus to you. And we'll look for you in a couple of weeks. Enjoy your tour out of town and your tour of the battleship New Jersey if you in fact get a chance to stop by there. That'll be fun. Probably a pretty doggone good tour. Looks like she's in pretty good shape too. Like maybe she could get underway if they really needed her to. wouldn't that be a hoot? Anyway, K7 DCG is in the logbook with AB4SF 73 Semper Paratus all the way around, and November Oscar 4 Mike NO4MM W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Yeah, W5CGC from NO4MM. Boy, this Saturday's been the worst I've ever heard you. At times you're just fading right out, and usually you're just bombing in here to Florida. But everything's going okay here, Dick. Weather's been rainy every day, on the afternoon. Typical summertime weather, dog.
Roger that. Yeah, well, at least you know, it was a little dry over there, I know, for a while, so it's good you're getting your normal afternoon summertime rains, I guess, as long as you don't get too many of them. Yeah, everybody's not doing their normal signal strength into me today, but I'm grateful for the ones that I can hear. Just been really, really tough for several weeks. Well, I meant to mention at the top of the net, I don't know whether anybody was watching or, you know, maybe some folks, obviously some people were watching yesterday afternoon when President Trump and First Lady Melania went down and met with the first responders and with the families of those in the Kerrville area of Texas for that disastrous flood on the 4th of July. And one of the groups of first responders that they met were the crew from the Coast Guard Air Station, I guess it's Corpus Christi where they're from, and they had their pictures taken with the president, and that was a fine looking crew out there. Over.
Yeah. Yeah, they brought them all in. They're working real hard trying to recover as many people as they can, but they still have a lot of people missing that are not accounted for. It's a real, real sad situation down there still. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, it's awful, I can't tell you, you know, the range of emotions that people around here go through, and probably everywhere, watching what's going on down there and the horrible events that took place on the 4th of July. But I did want to acknowledge the fact that the Coast Guard has been referenced many times, many, many times in all the local media here, as well as national media, for their heroic efforts on that fateful day. and the number of people that they were able to rescue. And it'll be interesting to see what eventually becomes of that, whether or not they'll I would think they probably would get, at least the rescue swimmer would get the Coast Guard life-saving medal. I would think 165 rescues and one mission would probably qualify for that. I would think, but it'll be interesting to see what other medals, if any, the entire crew gets. And they weren't the only one there. There were several different Coast Guard aircraft in the area, including C-130s, I understand. I saw a picture of a C-130 that had landed at the Kerrville Airport. So it'll be interesting to see what becomes of all of that. But certainly, bravo Zulu to all those Coast Guard crewmen and women who were involved in that rescue operation. NO4MM, you have a good rest of your weekend there, sir, and stay cool and stay dry. Over.
Okay, Dick. Sounds real good. Thanks for everything you do, and have a good weekend and the rest of the week. Talk to you next weekend. W5CGC from NO4MM, 73.
73 to you. Let's see here. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. If you kind of wondered about all the Coast Guard bragging is all about, that's kind of what we do here. as we talk to another Coast Guard veteran, Whiskey Delta 3 November.
Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey Delta 3 November. Band is mean again today. We're not, you're up around 5 and then dropping off to nothing, but I can still hear you. And praying for all those in Texas and where else, no matter where else, they're having these troubles. And just wanted to say God bless America. Thank you for all you do for the net. Hello to everyone on the net.
All right, Dennis, Whiskey Delta 3 November in Portage, Pennsylvania, Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie. And, well, thank you for the kind words. And, yeah, it's kind of interesting from time to time to, you know, hear about these real-time Coast Guard rescues, particularly when they're not on the ocean, which is where we normally hear from them and what they're doing. But, well, it'll be interesting. All right, Dennis. Well, you I know what I was going to mention to you. We're having brisket for dinner tomorrow night, smoked brisket. Dave has got a smoker, and he's been trying diligently to perfect the art of smoking brisket, and he's been talking to some master grill masters, smoker masters, or whatever they're called. On how to get the meat to be just as juicy and tender as possible. So he's trying it again this weekend, and we're supposed to have some tomorrow night for dinner. Over. All right, up and down like a yo-yo. Well, 7-3 Semper Paratus, Dennis. We'll look for you next week, Whiskey Delta 3 November. 7-3 Semper Paratus from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra. Do you still copy me? Over.
W5CGC, WA4MZS. And here, Dick, you're thinking that is about S4 with lots of noise. But we are copying. And we're not holding very long. Things are about the same here. So you're muddling through it, if you know what I mean. So, Dick, I'm going to pass on my 7-3 and a big simple parada to you and everyone else on the net. Take care. WA4MZS.
Okay, very good, Ed. 100% copy with the captain in the background letting some cat know that he's not happy the cat's in the backyard. How are you doing as far as your recuperation is concerned? Are you mending back together? Over.
It's slow, but we are mending. And but it's getting a little bit better every day.
Well, glad to hear that. Absolutely. And glad you're able to get back on the air with us. So we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Have a good weekend there, and hope you can stay cool and comfy all weekend long. Over.
Okay, take care, Dick. And if E&E was to check in, tell them I said hello.
I will do that. Let's see, W0ENE, are you on board? Well, not yet, but if he comes up later on, I'll certainly be telling him that, Ed. Thank you much. The 7-3s.
7-3, Dick.
All right. KB2NBY got a sneak in there. I got you, but not strong. November, Mexico, 3, Germany, NM3G. How you doing?
Just another toasty warm day, no rain in a day and a half. I'm not sure if I'm ready for this drought just yet. I'm laughing because we had almost 4 inches of rain this week thus far. But we'll just deal with it.
All right, Rick, I'll tell you what, your signal, you were not 100% readable and then dropped right down after you said you had a bunch of rain. So sounds to me like your drought is on the edge of being broken. I was going to mention to you, hopefully you'll be able to still copy on the, well, first of all, on the captain report. He's back here chasing a cat at the back door and making all kinds of racket. He's doing just perfectly fine. But we had our baby buzzard has finally come back from out from underneath the porch or wherever he was, and he is now totally messing up my back deck, which is not good considering you know, it was recently redone and restained and everything else. But yesterday afternoon, we had the lawn crew came around, and I don't know that he's been on that back deck when the lawn crew came around, and he just went absolutely nuts when the guy with the leaf blower came back, and he actually flew up on the roof, and I'm hoping that means that pretty soon he'll just fly away, and I won't have to deal with him anymore. Over.
Well, you know, that gives you another tool in your arsenal. You slip the lawn care guy an extra $5 to dry off the buzzard.
I should actually, what I should do is go find myself a leaf blower and just sit it somewhere, not out there, because he'll probably climb up on it while I'm not looking and decorate it for me. But I should maybe just find one of those and walk out there every once in a while and just make a bunch of racket. That might send him on his way sooner. Over.
Dick, I would pay good money to watch you do that. Over.
Well, I don't know that you'd pay good money to see me out there with a hose and a high-powered nozzles washing down the deck. It's not something I really relish doing, and unfortunately, it messes the stain up when you use the high-pressure hose. The nice smooth stain on that back deck is got little streaks in it where the high-pressure hose is kind of like taking some of that off too. Over.
Appreciate it. Good luck with buzzard patrol, but where is the other option?
ship it down the road, maybe because it's ripped all of the chicken away from your house over.
There you go. All right. November Mexico 3 Germany Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie in the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net 73 Semper Paratus. Have a great weekend. And in case you're tuning in late and didn't hear my announcement at the top of the hour, tonight is Night of Nights. I'm not sure if this is 25 or 26, but it's a bunch of them. Out at KPH and KFS, they're going to hit the air at 0001 Zulu, and that is 5 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 Central, 8 on the East Coast, 8 p.m. They'll be broadcasting on all their usual frequencies, and their opening message is usually worth copying. So it'll be on all the HF maritime frequencies. You can go to their website and catch a list of what frequencies they will be on. I'm not going to try to tell you those here, but you can go on the internet and find the frequencies for the Night of Nights, and it should be fun to listen to those signals come alive again on CW tonight for Night of Nights. Let's go with November Lima 7 Whiskey Alpha. Go ahead. Got John in Brooksville. November Lima 7 Whiskey Alpha, fellow museum ship chaser. You there, John? Hello, Mr. John. One more time. I think our bands have deserted us again. Okay, nothing heard. I'll put John NL7 Whiskey Alpha. Heard him often during the museum ship weekend chasing the museum ships around, so hopefully he will have a nice big score when it's all said and done. November 4, Radio Bravo Lima.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, N4 RBL back to you there, Dick. Good morning to you and all those listening on the net that can hear me. Hasn't been going too much here in the Louisville area of Kentucky. But I do want to mention those guys that were making rescues down there in Texas, God bless them. I watch a lot of the Coast Guard stuff on YouTube up in Alaska. And there's nothing more gratifying than jerking somebody from the Grim Reaper. I had occasion about 3 or 4 times myself, and there's nothing more gratifying. The first rescue was orchestrated at the DOD at Fire Island Station up on southern Long Island, South Shore of Long Island, New York, and there was 4 people saved in February in the water. I was able to get a hero to them forthwith, and they jerked them out of the North Atlantic in the wintertime in about 7 or 8 minutes. We had a hero fly from Coast Guard Air Station Rockaway, Queens. And again, here in Louisville, I had 2 rescues here in Louisville at the dam here in Louisville. So there's nothing more gratifying than jerking somebody, like I say, from the Grim Reaper there. So that being said, I had a lot of good times with the Coast Guard, a lot of gratifying times, and the Coast Guard gave me a lot more than I tried to give back after almost 43 years of service and actually being nationally the longest serving member at retirement. So that being said, Dick, always good hearing you. Thanks for running in that all the time. I slept in this morning and just got up in time to for you to acknowledge me here on the net. So I'll pick you 73, and I'll be standing by if you find it. Over.
All right, very good, Joe. Yeah, well, Roger on those rescues. Absolutely. I never did in my Coast Guard career. Never did any of those dramatic ones. I think most I ever got involved with was, I think we found a missing sailboat somewhere off the coast of Monterey once, and he didn't even know he was missing, but the people on the beach did. He was a little surprised, but that the big old Coast Guard cutter pulled up next to him, and he was a little shocked, as I recall. Of course, when I worked up at November Mike Charlie, we would every once in a while get some sort of a call, usually on the voice circuit, and somebody in trouble in the middle of San Francisco Bay most of the time, and we'd dispatch one of the lifeboat stations to go take care of them. So nothing that dramatic that I can recall. Most of my time was sitting around on Ocean Station and going to Vietnam, and that was a little different kind of exciting. All right, Mr. Joe, take care of yourself up there in Louisville, and hope you have a great day. November 4, Radio Bravo Lima, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73s and Semper Paratus to you.
Okay, 673, Semper Paratus, one and all, and 4RBO clear.
KB2, NBY.
Hi, Dick. W5CGC, KB2, NBY, in Davenport, New York. 80 degrees, sunshine, threatening thunder, and lightning storms later on this afternoon. We could use the water. The corn did not arrive knee-high for the 4th of July. Yes, the corn did not arrive knee-high for the 4th of July. So it's going to be hit and miss for the old good afternoon, yes. Simper Paratus to all the coasties and 165 rescues and one missing. That's wonderful, wonderful men. I'm glad and I'm proud to be associated with the United States Coast Guard. 75
CGC. All right, Mr. Ken, you have a great weekend there, and we'll say 73 Semper Paratus to you. Kilo Bravo 2, November Bravo Yankee. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, have a good weekend. We'll see you next week. I don't think you'll be doing any ice fishing up there with 80-something degree temperatures out in the backyard. All right, K9LNX up in Zionville, Indiana, near Indianapolis, still off the air. And hopefully next week he'll get back on with us. But nice to have Gary listening in on the TuneIn app. We also have Mr. Bob, Whiskey 2 Echo United United. He just got off the cruise ship in Boston, and he was should have some interesting tales to tell about his cruise up north. He went up into Newfoundland, I believe, and we'll find out all about that next week. He should be home on Tuesday, so hopefully we'll be able to catch up with him next week here on the Coast Guard Net. Don't forget, if you are listening out there online, please check in via the TuneIn, or rather via our website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf, w5cgc.org, and let us know you're listening, and we'll put you on the roster for today. Looking for additional Coast Guard veterans now, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
November 4, November Mike Foxtrot.
November 4, November Mike Foxtrot. Any other Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary? Any relays? I can never tell if I can hear some more or not. Any relays? N4NMF, looks like right now about the only stations that are coming in are in Florida, so go ahead.
Yeah, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, November 4, November Mike Foxtrot. Oh, I'm not hearing much today, Dick. And you come in really great at times, and down in almost 6 months sometimes. The first part of two stations is the contact. I picked up back on my trip up in Massachusetts, trying to get a little Coast Guard helping out with that, so Petty Officer but I wasn't watching TV much. I heard all about all of that on Facebook. He said he wanted to try to get on here this morning. It's been a couple of weeks. It was field day the weekend before. Last weekend we came on here because we weren't here. And, nice to jump back in here. So we say hi, and hopefully you're hearing me, so I'm going to keep it short.
All right, November 4, November Mike Foxtrot, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good there, Barry. Got most of that. There's somebody who's moved in a little bit below us, about a KC or two away, and they're causing some QRM. I was able to copy through that, so that's good. And glad you're doing okay down there in Titusville, Florida. We'll say 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. Have a good weekend, and hope to catch you next week. N4NMF, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie in the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for additional check-ins now. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard. Any relays for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net? This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. I'm going to rotate the antenna around a little bit and see if we can snag one or two more here pretty soon. Looks like we got a few check-ins going on the online app, listening to us on the TuneIn app, so that's good news. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Okay, the relay station, the Whiskey 1 Oscar India Sierra is in New Hampshire. I got my antenna pointed that way. Let's see. Whiskey 1 OIS. Let's see if I can hear you. Tell you what, I heard just enough to know it's Bill up in New Hampshire. Then you dropped off, Bill. Try it again. Over. Well, I can hear you, Bill, but not well enough to say much more than that. I know I'm going to acknowledge the fact that you're there. I hope you're doing well up there in New Hampshire, and I really appreciate you coming by. Give it another try. I've got my antenna pointed right at you. Over. Well, that was about all I got. It was just a little bit, and it went away. Whiskey 1 Oscar India Sierra, thanks for the relay. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for additional Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Try it again, please. Uniform Hotel X-ray, I've got, is that Kilo Oscar 4? Boy, conditions are bad. Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray.
Roger, Roger. Hello, Dick.
Hello, Neil. I just, you know, it's up and down like a yo-yo. So, how you doing over there in Georgia? Over.
Doing real good. Thank you very much for asking. Yeah, it's been quite a challenge these last month or so. I am looking forward to come down your area again in a few weeks. I'm going down to Abilene. What can you tell me about that?
Well, Abilene is west of here. It's definitely cowboy country out there, and they do have a big Air Force base out there, too. Over.
Roger, Roger. Well, I'm going a little north of there. I think it's a place called Albany, Texas, and I guess to claim the same as they have a dairy queen. Over.
That could be. what brings you to Abilene? Over.
Say again?
What's the reason for the trip to Abilene?
Oh, I do consulting work in my second retirement, and so I just go out and help folks, including health companies.
Okay, very good. Well, have a good trip out there, and it's going to be hot. I'll be you better count on that. I'm not sure how humid it gets out there, if it gets as humid as it does here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but it's going to be warm out there, so plan on temperatures right close to 100 degrees. Over.
Roger, Roger. I just be the Yankee that I am, I don't see that well, but hopefully air conditioning will be worth it. And again, I can have a lot of breezes there when I'm there. I'm very clean. That might help along.
Roger that. Get you a dairy freeze while you're out there. All right, Neil, very good. Have a good weekend over there in Georgia, and we'll say 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. I'm glad we're able to get you on the log. Kilowatt Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, 7-3s Semper Paratus.
Hotel X-ray, Semper Paratus, 7-3.
And this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff. Charlie, who else do we have checking in with us here online? Would be Whiskey Alpha 8, Uniform Zulu Papa. Hello there, Mr. Jim. Also got Cliff, Alpha Delta 6, Bravo Sugar out in Medford, Oregon. Can't hear anything because of the solar activity today. So welcome. Got you on the log. Also Ann in Columbus, Ohio. KD8YYP, we've got Ann on the logbook. Nice to have you on. Judd out in Whiskey 6 Tango Golf Sierra Land in Sacramento, California, says he can't hear me at all today. Heard a little bit at the start of the net, but that's kind of the way the old propagation cookie has been crumbling today. Looking for additional check-ins now on the radio. Looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie looking for Coast Guard veterans. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. If you're listening online, because you surely can't hear me on the air, most of you anyway. Geez, be sure to check in online. Let us know you're listening out there. we're doing our best here to try to scrounge up some on-air traffic, but there's not much traffic out there. Who can hear us? I'm getting reports online here from most everybody says they can't hear us today. So that does happen. This has not been a good summer for HF propagation. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Nothing, just absolutely not a thing. Let me turn the antenna out towards the Pacific Northwest, see if our old buddy Nick might happen to be up early. I know he's going to be checking in and checking out at the top of the hour, so Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, are we getting any RF out your way? Over.
Charlie, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta. Well, when you got the antenna pointed the other direction, we can't hear you. But we can hear you when you're pointed our direction, and that station is down about 2 kc, is Kilo Papa 4, Papa Kilo, over.
Oh, my. Hanging around out at out in Puerto Rico? Yeah, there is a big contest today going on, one of these worldwide DX contests. So I think KP3J was going to be involved in that. I'm not sure what call sign he was using. Hopefully that wasn't him. I think he told me he was going to do that last week. So anyway, how are you doing up there in the Northwest? I'm not getting much of anything here, as you can tell. Over.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm not hearing much from the East Coast. I heard Ray really weak with his signal, and Dennis was really weak, and that was about all I heard, over.
Yeah, there's even some West Coast, big West Coast stations that I normally hear are not on the air today, so that's no good. At least I'm we'll see what happens at the top of the hour on 14300. We'll get you checked in real quick and let you do the history thing, and then we'll see what happens after that. You want to make a net call from up there? I'm not even getting any internet check-ins today. That's how bad it is.
Well, we'll give it a try. This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta for net control. Look to those that have served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service, doctors that serve with the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary. KL7IQQ, direct without even an antenna in your direction. Good morning, Mr. Nudson, over. Okay, copying Richard slightly, but 2-5. So maybe you'll work somebody in Alaska today, Dick. Over.
Well, that's good. Hello, Larry. KL7IQQ, W5 Charlie Goff Charlie. I could tell you were there. Not enough to copy. So if you're hearing me, we'll just say howdy up there and hope you're having a good summertime up in Alaska. And hope it isn't raining too much on your parade. Over.
Do you hear Richard there, Larry? Oh, he just said, hope you're doing well up there in Alaska. Yeah, roger, roger. Oh, I wish we could get some rain down here. We got forest fires all around us, and that's unusual. So one's only about 10, 15 miles over. Yep, roger, roger. Okay, clear the KL7IQQ. Any other stations that serve U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service doctors? Nudson was the only one there, Richard. Turn her back over to you. W5CGC, AL7DD.
Roger, AL7DD, W5 Charlie Goff Charlie. Okay, Mr. Nick. It doesn't sound good. about the forest fires. You got any? Are there any concerns that these things are going to spread over?
Well, they're fighting. Right to one, it's about 60 acres, which is closest to me here, and they had some water bombers on it, and they had evacuation, and but it's not real fast growing, but we're going to get into the 80s and even into the 90s here later this weekend and next week, so they're trying to work like crazy to get it contained a little bit. They had bulldozers out there and whatnot. And then there's another fire a little further away down at Lake Fishman, not too far from there. The fire 2020, I think they said. And it's like 300 acres, and it's really steep terrain, so they're just basically watching it over.
Well, I sure hope they get those things under control. That's definitely not something to have happening when the weather turns like that. We've had pretty wet July down here. You know, obviously the big floods down in the central part in hill country of Texas, that we haven't had any rain like that, but it's rained almost every day. It's quite unusual for July. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, all that monsoonal moisture coming up from Mexico area there and off the coast. So, anyway, yeah, hopefully these fires won't go too far. We got several on the east side of the state. Of course, they're a lot bigger than ours, but ours are infecting more people because we're so crowded over here. So, anyway. If they take off, they could go pretty bad over here.
Roger that. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed they don't get any worse, and they get them under control and put out before the weather turns any worse than it does. Well, let's see if we can get a check-in or two here. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, W5CGC. And we're looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary, looking for Coast Guard veterans for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Well, let's turn the antenna and we'll try it some other direction, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Any Coast Guard veterans looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. If you happen to be listening online, haven't checked in yet, please do so. Otherwise, we're going to have a pretty short logbook for the day. Oh, goodness gracious, I've got almost as many online as I have on air. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Okay, I heard somebody in there sound like maybe one or two of you. Let's see, try again. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Victor Echo 3, Sierra India Zulu.
Victor Echo 3, Sierra India Zulu, is that a roger?
Here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Where close to you?
Okay, Victor Echo 3, Sierra India Zulu. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Steve in Toronto, good to have you on board. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and you're running about an S1 to 2, over. Okay, just like that, Steve, I lost you. Band is changing around rapidly here. Victor Echo 3, Sierra India Zulu in Toronto, Canada. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, I'll say 7-3s, and thanks for stopping by. Band lit up just a little bit there on the waterfall, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Heard somebody say North Carolina. You want to try it again, please? I didn't get a call sign. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. We'll take them any way we can get them. looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Any relays? Any relays, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey 5, Coast Guard Club. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, W5CGC, looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, looking for Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Got November 4, November Mike Kilo checking in online. Good to have you check in with me, Mr. Bob. Not sure why that form didn't come up, but we'll check it after the net. Looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilo 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie.
Kilo 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie, go ahead. Well, by golly, the band opened up just in time there, Bill. K3, WMC, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. You're about a Q5, but a S1 maybe, if that. So thanks for checking in. How's the weather up there in Tennessee today? Man, I know how that works out. It's not an evaporator coil; it's an actual air conditioner. But we've had air conditioner troubles here in the shack now for about a year, on and off. And finally, after four units, I decided that I'd had enough, and they got to the point where they weren't even going to honor the warranty anymore, so I just bit the bullet and bought a different brand and had it put in. It seems to be working great, but it's a little bit noisier than I would prefer, but it's at least it's cool in here, and that's what counts. Over. All right, very good, sir. Well, nice chatting with you, Bill. Glad you got that evaporator coil in there, and keep you cool. K3WMC, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus. We'll look for you next week. And this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC. We're going to QSY now to 14300. 14300 for the continuation of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. If you are out there listening and haven't been able to get through, let's try it again on 14300. 14300. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
I'd like to thank all the stations that checked in here with me, and Buddy in particular there, 84CG, for riding along, and your signal is still good here, Buddy. I got you at an S4, over. Top of the hour, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, are you out there?
This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. You came up just as the clock struck 12, over.
Roger that, yeah, the cuckoo clock's going off in the shack here. Nothing to pass other than just absolutely disgusting conditions. You sound pretty good up here. I'm on an S2, got the headphones on, Pro 7, and I'm going to need them here this morning to fix your check-ins out there, over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it never fails, you know, when we get some of these. There is a fairly significant contest going on today, and of course now we've got contest interference here on 14300. But hey, you know, if it wasn't for the interference and no propagation, what kind of fun would we have? Over.
Roger that. Yeah, it'd be just like the intercom there. You just flick the button, say your message, and then bug out. All right, Dick, good luck with that. I wish one of these days I had better news for you. But I got about 8 contacts out of that in the last hour, and barely over 3 was the most potent station. So good luck, and I'll talk to you next week. KDADWO 73, everyone.
All right, very good. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, where it's a nice toasty 82 degrees, partly sunny, rain in the forecast, but so far nothing has happened here in at my QTH for today. We are streaming live on the internet via the TuneIn Tango Uniform November Echo India TuneIn app, and also on Broadcastify. And if you're out and about and want to tune us in and listen to us online, that may be the only way to hear us today. It has been absolutely horrific in terms of the propagation out there. What is today? Well, today is an interesting day in the history of CW and maritime communications. Today will mark, I believe, 25 years or 26 years, I'm not sure, one or the other, of the Night of Night operations, Night of Nights operation out at KPH, the Maritime Coast Station just north of San Francisco. KPH and KFS on CW will be operating starting at 0001 Zulu with their opening message on the usual maritime HF frequencies. So those frequencies are listed on their website. So just look up KPH radio and you'll be able to find their frequencies, the HF frequencies, and also on 500 kilohertz. I'd figure I'd just about died and gone to heaven if I actually was able to hear them on 500 here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but that would be kind of a hoot. So that's Night of Nights, 0001 Zulu, and on the maritime frequencies. They'll also be operating a ham station, K6KPH, usually on 14050 if you want to communicate with them directly. So that will be happening this evening. Right now, I'm going to turn things over to my buddy up in the Pacific Northwest. I did get in contact with him. He's going to be a short timer today, going to have to take off and got some things to do today, but he's going to tell us what happened this day in Coast Guard history. Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, how's that?
Well, it's about as good as it was a while ago, and that'll last for about 30 or 40 seconds, and it'll probably drop off. So I'm going to turn it over to you so you can do the history of the Coast Guard on this day and week, and we'll stand by and let you do that. Over.
Okay, very good. W5CGC, Alpha 7 Delta Delta, and new contact news. This is 14300. An emergency frequency for most of the day, so please give us a clear frequency and back off a little bit. This week in Coast Guard history, it is the 8:82 in the afternoon during the storm with wind and rain. The senior John Gage of Rochester, New York, having a on-board party of 12 excursionists, consisting of two men, two women, and eight children, was driven ashore 1 mile and east of the harbor pier in Charlotte, Lake Ontario, New York. She was discovered by a surfman from station number 4, 9th District, who waded out to her in the surf, carried the children in his arms, and then assisted the women to shore. The ship, the yacht, was towed off by a steamer having slight damage. In 1941, Congress reconfirmed the military status of the U.S. Coast Guard, stating the Coast Guard shall be a military service and constitute a branch of the land and naval forces of the United States at all times, and shall operate under the Treasury Department at time of peace, now Homeland Security, and operate as far as the Navy, subject to the orders of the Secretary of the Navy in the time of war, or when the President shall so direct. In 1943, Operation Husky, the invasion of Sicily, commenced on this date. Coast Guard manned ships landed the first Allied troops in the assault, including 24 LCI, a flotilla 4 under the command of Captain Miles Finlay, and LSC 326 and 381. Coast Guard manned attack transports. USS Joseph E. Dickman, Leonard Wood, and Samuel Chase also participated. In 1946, 16 Coast Guardsmen were killed when the B-17 they were flying in as passengers crashed in Mount Tom, Massachusetts. These Coast Guardsmen were returning from duty in Greenland. And in 1953, Coast Guard aircraft and surface craft of the search and rescue group at Wake Island joined the Mars Naval Task Force in conducting an intensive search for a Transocean Airlines DC-6 aircraft reported about 300 miles east of Wake Island. The scene of the crash is located, but there were no survivors. In 1994, Coast Guard HH-65, Coast Guard aircraft 6541 crashed in the early morning hours of July 12th near Shelter Cove, California, while responding to a sailing vessel in distress. When the heavy pre-dawn fog made the visual approach impossible, the air crew performed several unsuccessful approaches to the sailing vessel, sketching a shoreline cliff on the third attempt and taking the lives of all four crew members, Lieutenant Lawrence Williams, Lieutenant Mark Cote, ASMCS Peter Lehman, and AM1 Michael Gill. So that's what happened this week in Coast Guard. Richard, over to you.
All right, AL7DD, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, thank you very much for that, sir. And leave is granted. Hope you take care of whatever you need to do, and we'll look for you next week. Over.
Okay, very well. Doesn't look like you're going to have much business today. Take Semper Paratus, Al. Lima 7, Delta Delta, sir.
73s and Semper Paratus to you, and thank you very much for that. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, turning the antenna back around towards the East Coast. West Coasters, I'll come back to you here in a moment. Right now, I'm looking for Coast Guard veterans on the East Coast, looking for those who have served in the U.S. Coast Guard. Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary, for the Coast Guard Net. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Tango, Papa Delta.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Tango, Papa Delta. Go ahead.
Got you at a 5-7 in Alpha Lima, number 8.
Roger. Thank you very much. Kilo, Quebec 4, Tango, Papa Delta. Thank you very much for checking in with the Coast Guard Net today. I got Corey in Alabama. Very fine, sir. You've got a fairly nice signal into Dallas-Fort Worth. Any prior Coast Guard or other military service? Over.
No, sir. No, sir. I had just turned it on. I knew there was a DX competition going on. I was talking to a new ham here, and I was just showing him how some of it was.
Roger, roger. Yeah, there's unfortunately, the band is in really tough shape today, so I'm not sure how those guys in that contest are doing. Every once in a while they'll show up here on 14300 and make some noise, which is not good, but it happens. But thanks for checking in. Thank you very much. And you've got about a S5 signal into Dallas-Fort Worth. Again, the name here is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. Over.
Roger, Roger. Good talking to you. 73. Y'all have a good one.
And this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, a weekly event here on 14300 at noon Eastern. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, net control operator. Name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo in the Dallas-Fort Worth area looking for Coast Guard. Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary, and Public Health Service doctors who serve with the Coast Guard. Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. Okay, sound like there was a 5 in the call. Try again.
Whiskey 2, Uniform Tango Romeo.
Whiskey 2, Uniform Tango Romeo. I don't think it was you I heard, but I do now. How are you doing up there, Al?
Roger, Dick, doing okay. Sorry about conditions today. It's awful. What bad luck, over?
Yeah, it's you know, you think they don't get any, they can't get any worse after, you know, the week before, but it seems like they somehow managed to do that. Every once in a while, the waterfall will kind of pop up and come to life, but unfortunately, it doesn't last very long. Over.
Sounds like someone gave you CPR because all of a sudden your voice came up.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, it's just the way that the bands work. How are you doing up there in New Jersey? You got any good stuff going on this weekend? Okay, well, you said you were going to work on the house, and then you faded down to almost zero, and then you started to come back up, and it sounded like you had another project on top of that, but I couldn't tell what it was. Over. Something by 16 or something feet. That's how bad the conditions are, Al. You'll have to send me a note and let me know what it was that you were doing out there. It almost sounded like yard work.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie Whiskey 2 Uniform Tango Romeo. I guess we both took a dive into the noise right now, so I'll say 73 step across to you and everyone out there, and try to catch you next week. Just 73 W2 UTR clear.
W2 UTR Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Yep. Band went into the toilet. 73 Semper Paratus, and you're in the log. Any other Coast Guard veterans out there? Kilowatt 7. Was there a kilowatt 7? Kilowatt 7, Delta, Delta, Mike. Kilowatt 7, Delta, Delta, Mike. Coming around to you. K7, DDM. Dan, up in Montana, how a copy? Over.
You're about 3 or 4, and about 3-3. I got a copy on you anyway, so there's that. Warm, sunny, and just a little
All right, Dan, I got you in the logbook. Kilowatt 7, Delta, Delta, Mike. Thanks very much for that. Over. Any other Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary? Any Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary for the Coast Guard net? This is Kilowatt Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, QRZ, looking for Coast Guard veterans.
TE0LSL, Kilo Echo 0, Lima, Sierra Lima.
Kilowatt Echo 0, Lima, Sierra Lima, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Rich. I have you, but you're covered with a lot of QRM. Good morning to you. I just wanted to see if I could get a signal out of here rather than check in on the net. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. You actually got a fairly nice signal compared to most of the ones I've heard here today. What's happening up in Colorado?
Not a whole lot. It's been pretty quiet up here, the typical... we're having kind of a monsoon season, afternoon rains, which we love, nothing serious, very little hail, but we've had a good summer so far. A little warm, but it's been a good summer. Can you give me a signal report? What am I doing down there?
Right now, you're about the only thing that's moving the S meter. You're about an S5, and strong audio. Over.
Okay. You're about a 6 or 7 here and good audio. Back to you.
Yeah, very good. Very good. So what's the weather doing up there, Alan?
Well, like I said, it's been warm. The days fluctuate. We've been getting monsoon rains in the afternoon, which are good. It keeps the grass green and the weeds down. That way it reduces the fire potential. So, no, we've had a good summer so far. Over.
Very good. Well, sounds like you have. We've been awfully wet for the month of July here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and as you know, horribly wet in some parts of Texas, unfortunately. Catastrophic flooding. So, it's hanging on. I'm really surprised it's done it that long. Normally in July we don't get anywhere close to this kind of rain. So it's kind of an interesting deal. Can you make a net call for me? See if anybody can hear you. You, like I said, you've got the best signal I've talked to today. Over.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time. I missed the last part of your statement.
I say you're the strongest station I've heard today. I wonder if you would make a net call. Just see if anybody hears you that can check into the net. Over.
Okay. Right now I'm just pushing about 250 watts out of here.
Roger that. Can you make a net call? Can you see if anybody wants to check into the net? Over. Yeah, see if you can pick anybody up that I can't hear.
Is there anybody that can't hear William 6, Charlie Golf Charlie? W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Anybody want to relay? Rich, I'm not hearing anybody. Over.
All right. Well, very good. Well, thanks for giving it a try, Alan. And you have a good weekend up there and enjoy the weather while it lasts. Kilowatt Echo Zero, Lima, Sierra Lima, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73, Semper Paratus.
Same back to you. Thoughts and prayers go out to all the people down in the hill country there of Texas with the current
catastrophe. K-Zero Lima, Sierra Lima. This is K-Zero IVI.
And I hope to catch you next week. K-Zero LSL, and I am clear.
All right, very good. 73s and Semper Paratus. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Looked like there was another zero station.
W5CGC, Charlie Golf Charlie. This is K0 IVI in Colorado. I was just going to give you a report. You're 5-9 plus a bunch.
Well, interesting skip. That is that Kilowatt Zero India Victor India?
Affirmative. I'm in Colorado, about 20 miles west of Pueblo, Colorado. And what's your QTH? Over.
Yeah, very good. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth, and you're also 5-9, and I'm quite the propagation corridor to from between Texas and Colorado right now, this afternoon here, morning there. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net here on 14300. Over.
Okay, Dick. Yeah, very, very good signal here, and Coast Guard Net. Okay, well, I'm a retired Army guy myself, Army communicator for 22 years, and started out as a KN0 IVI about 53 or 54 years ago.
Roger, Roger, David. Well, thank you very much for stopping by and saying hello and letting us know we're getting into Colorado. And thank you for your service in the Army. And stop by the net. We're here every Saturday, propagation or not. Over.
Yeah, propagation or not. I like that. That sounds like our Alaska Pacific net. I'm a member of the 14292 net and lived 18 years in Alaska after retiring out of the service. And up there I had the call sign KL7HR, ham radio, and it was a net control for that net for a while. Anyway, I'll let you guys go, and like I said before, you have a terrific signal down here, or up here, I guess, into Colorado this morning. W5CGC, this is K0, India Victor India.
All right, K0, India Victor, India, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Thank you very much, Dave, for stopping by, and have a good weekend up there. 73s, KJ4UGE, KJ4UGE just popped in. KJ4UGE, go ahead. All right, Bob, but I tell you what, I didn't get much of that. You're right down near the noise level, but at least I can tell you're there. KJ4UGE, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, I've got you in the logbook, and today that's quite the feat to just show up in the log. Over. Roger, Roger. Well, very good. Well, thank you for stopping by and adding to the count for today, Bob. Tell Captain Helen hello for me, and I hope you guys have a good weekend.
We're
Alpha Hotel Golf, 06 Alpha Hotel Golf, and I'm going to QSY out of here.
I'm sorry, I moved to some legal meeting here with the fifth.
Okay, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Is somebody trying to check into the Coast Guard net?
Charlie Golf Charlie, this is K0IVI. Yeah, there's a K6 Alpha Hotel Golf that let me know that he'd like to get into your net, but apparently I don't know where he's located, but he's having trouble, so you might just give him a call that you can list him, but I can't hear much of him. This is K0IVI QSY.
Yeah, K0IVI, hang on a second. He's down in Houston, and he's too close to me. K6 Alpha Hotel Golf. Go ahead and acknowledge him, and I'll get him in the log. Over. K6ASG, if you're copy, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, I've got you in the logbook for this week's edition of the Coast Guard Net. Thanks to K0IVI for helping with that. Whiskey Hotel 6, always near Hawaii, WH6ANH, are you up there? All right, nothing heard. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Got the antennas pointed up towards the, up towards Alaska. Do we have any of our Alaska members in here for the net today? Any of our Alaska members? This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Any Alaskans for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net? Any of the Alaskans? This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Not a thing is being heard right now. How about November Hotel 7, Juliet, NH7J?
Yeah, NH7 Juliet, W5CG, NH7J, yeah, I've got the decoder.
I'm doing all right, Gus. I'm gonna have to sign off. I've got a little bit of an issue going here. I'm gonna have to sign off, and I'll be back as quickly as I can. Unfortunately, it's where I've got to run. NH7J, you're in a logbook.
Okay, Roger. KL7 India Sierra is checking in too. Okay, we'll catch you later. 73. Good luck with what's going on.
Roger.
KL7 Indian Sierra, NH7 Juliet, please copy.
W5 CGC, N0CXY.
I'm pretty good hearing you. You're good and readable here, about maybe S7, S8. Band condition's not too good, a lot of fading. I was just hearing Richard intermittent.
Well,
I was hearing him. Something happened at his QTA. He had to sign off abruptly, so I don't know what that is. But band condition's not too good. There's, I guess, a PDX contest going on. Over. Roger that. Yeah, maybe weather. Okay, all the best, and we got a farm fest, a farm fair to go to today, right down the street here. First time we've ever had that, so They moved that up in our area, so we'll be doing that today. So that should be interesting. So
things still going well with the Mars radio net. I'm still active.
Not as much traffic as before, but we still guard, so we're there.
So all the best. Aloha. Good to talk to you, Peter.
N0CXY. Here, anyone around? I'm trying to check in to the Coast Guard net. I'm just wondering if the net is rolling around here. N0CXY.
I
just wanted to check into the Coast Guard net. I don't know, they're making the trip to Iowa really well.
Over.
Oh, okay, Al, thanks a lot. I heard, I think it was Richard earlier, WFI-CGC, but something happened. I'm experimenting here with an old radio I got, so we'll just be standing by also. But you have a very nice signal in Iowa, Al, over. You're too close there. Richard's in Mexico, so anyhow, I'll just stand by here. Thank you.
Okay, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. NH7J, would you happen to still be there?
Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha, November Hotel.
Okay, Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha, November Hotel, WH6ANH. How's it doing up there, Carl? Over.
I'm doing okay. I know you had to step away. And I just sent a note because I lost everybody, but I hear you again. Just okay, you can't complain, but just one day at a time, over.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I had an unfortunate medical situation I had to deal with. It's called I'm taking some new medicine, and every now and then it'll do something you don't expect, over.
Well, join the club. Join the club. I know exactly what you mean, over.
Yeah, it wasn't going to wait, and so, yeah, we had to, and it happened to be on a week that Nick is not here, so no, and poor propagation, so no backup, but I've got you. You doing okay, Carl? How about your treatments? Are they going all right?
Roger, roger. I'm 5'9", no problem here on the copy, and thank you for coming back. I was going to monitor until I heard somebody come back. I did hear Hawaii. But I didn't hear put out any calls for the net, over.
Roger, I thought I heard somebody else when I was in here, but it might have been N0 or K0 ZIG, maybe, up in Ziggy, I'm not sure, over.
Was there another station on frequency called? No, thanks a lot, Richard, we'll see you later.
All right, very good, Carl. WH6ANH, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. My apologies to everyone on the frequency for the sudden disappearance, but boy, there was no waiting any longer. So we're back. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for check-ins now. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Okay, the Zulu Tango, I think I heard another station in there too, but I couldn't make out the call sign. The Zulu Tango, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. This is Dan in Mesa, Arizona, November 7, Zulu Tango. Former Coast Guard Auxiliary member up in Port Orchard, Washington, over.
Roger, roger. Very good. November 7. Whoops, no, that didn't want to work. Well, get my logbook going back here. N7ZT. Dan, by golly, down in Mesa. How you doing, Dan? You got a fairly decent signal over this way. Over.
Well, yeah, every now and then I get a chance to come in and say hello, so I don't want to miss that opportunity when I can. But everything's going well. It's kind of warm, but this is Arizona in the summertime. Over.
Yeah, I understand, but we're not having our normal Texas summer. We're obviously a little wet, as you might have been seeing in the news. Over.
No, I haven't caught that at all. Huh, right. boy, I feel sorry for those people down there. That's really amazing. Good to hear from you and Annette, certainly, and wish you well. Over.
Roger, roger. Thank you very much. November 7, Zulu Tango from Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie in the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Thank you very much for being there. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie looking for additional Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilo 7, Tango, November Sierra.
Kilo 7, Tango, November Sierra. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to check in on Annette there. I'm a former Coast Guard Auxiliary. I served as communications officer for District 8.
Roger, roger. K7 Tango November Sierra. Got Tom, also in Arizona, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Well, thank you very much for being there, Tom. Looks like we've opened up to the West Coast for now anyway. Over. It's crazy. It's absolutely been crazy. So good to have you on board. Anything happening in Arizona this weekend?
Not a thing. Temperatures have cooled off a little bit. It's only 97.1 now. We've had it up to 118 here, so it's cooled off a whole lot.
Yes, there is a lot of difference between those two temperatures. It's never been 100, never been that warm here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I think our hottest temperature is 113. And I was here for that, and I don't want to be here for the next one. Over.
QSL, I understand. Okay, my friend, have a wonderful day. Thanks for taking my call. 73s.
All right, 73s, Tom. Thanks for being there. K7TNS, Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Any Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie, W5CGC and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Kilo Zulu 4 Echo Uniform. Just barely above the noise level there, Bill, but by golly, we got you. How are things in Virginia?
Oh, they're doing great, Dick. Yeah, I wasn't hearing anybody a moment ago, so I think 2FP is alive and well. But this last call out you made, I think I had you about a everything's fine here in Virginia. Hot and sticky. Lots of mosquitoes, over.
Ouch, lots of mosquitoes. We've got a few of those around here too, unfortunately. But good, not terribly hot here today. We're a little bit overcast, and it's been that way pretty much the entire month, on and off. So just a weird July here in Texas. Good to have you on board, though, and glad we're able to make the contact on the radio. Over.
Yeah, it sure is. It's, I think it's been a few weeks since I've been able to check in. And I always like to
have the opportunity to listen to some folks check in here.
And I appreciate you picking me up today. And hope all is going well with you. I'll let you go so you can pick up some others. So this is Kilo Zulu 4 Echo Uniform. We'll be clear with you. 73 Semper Paratus.
73 Semper Paratus, Kilowatt Zulu 4 Echo Uniform, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It's a weekly net here on 14300 at noon Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific. This is Whiskey 5. Charlie Golf Charlie. If you're listening on the internet and the streaming service, give me a shout out, if you will. Go to the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club net webpage, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC. And see if you can find the left-hand side of that page, upper left-hand corner. It says SSB Net Check-In. You can send me a quick message there. Let me know you're listening. Name, location, and call sign if you have one. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Kilo Juliet 4, Sierra Alpha Delta.
Kilowatt Juliet 4, Sierra Alpha Delta. Go ahead.
Sorry about the Navy and Marine stuff, but I got a grandson just started Ranger camp this week.
You say you have a grandson that just started what?
He started Ranger School at Fort Benning this week.
Ah, Ranger School at Fort Benning. That's a little bit exciting. So congratulations to him. I bet he's pretty excited about being there. Over.
That's Roger. He just graduated from West Point a few weeks back, and right now we're running 18 watts in Carrollton, Georgia.
I don't know how you're getting through. Today's band conditions are so bad, if you have a KW, it doesn't work most of the time.
Roger on that. Well, the antenna's 1-3, and we're running 18 watts. What are you running there?
I'm running a three-element Yagi at about 50 feet and about 1,500 PEP. Over.
All right. Well, we just stuck on the back of the truck. So we're doing good. Appreciate you coming back and hope you have a good day. KJ4SAP, moving on, 73.
All right, sir, 73s. Thank you for checking in today. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Charlie India AG.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Charlie India, is that a Roger?
That's a Roger with an AG on the end. I'm just a new license general, Roger.
Very good. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Charlie India / AE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey 5 Coast Guard Club. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo, and congratulations on the new license. You're 5454 into Dallas, Texas. Over.
Roger that. We got you 5959 into Cincinnati, Ohio, and we definitely want to thank you for that, sir.
All right, sir. Well, congratulations on the new call sign and the new license. Any prior military service? Over.
Negatory. Never did do the military. Just recently retired here not too long ago. So never did get into the military, but kind of wish I would have when I was younger, but I didn't.
All right, sir. Well, glad you're able to get into us here on the Coast Guard Net for today. You have a great weekend up there in Cincinnati, and we'll say 7-3s to you. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Charlie India, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Take care. Okay, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard. Try again, please. Thought I heard somebody. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, looking for Coast Guard veterans. November Bravo 8 Romeo. We'll take whatever little window we can get. NB8R, W5CGC. Robert, good to have you on board. I hope all is well up there in West Virginia. Over. Some rain, huh? Well, we're having a little bit of that around here, too. Although the sun's out right now, it's been trying to rain here all morning. Over. Well, Mr. Robert, you're pretty close to the noise level and sound like you're in a little bit of a echo chamber, but conditions have been worse. I don't know if there is a worse than last week. It's every week has been bad. Over.
Roger. I'm waiting for the cycle 25 they keep talking about. But anyway, it was good to catch up with you, Dick, and one of these days we'll have a rag show.
Yeah, your signal popped up for a second, then faded right back down. But that's the way she's been going. 7-3s to you there, Mr. Bob. Thanks a lot for being there. November Bravo 8 Romeo, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3s, Semper Paratus. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, running close to the top of the hour, looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
Relay.
Go ahead, relay.
Yeah, this is N0TXY. My name is Lou. I want to be Coast Guard, but I'm wondering if you got Al in there earlier. He was 9-6-8-8-D. Was trying to check in, Dick, or...
Okay, I've got terrible fading situations here. What was Al's call sign?
Kilo 6, Alpha Hotel Golf. A6. A-H-D, and he was trying to check in earlier, over.
I got him. He's down in Shenandoah, Texas, near Houston, and I got him in here. K6 Alpha Hotel Golf is in the logbook. What? Give me your call sign again, over.
Yeah, my call is NC0 Charlie X-ray Yankee N0 CXY. My name is Lou Lima Echo Whiskey. I was not in the Coast Guard, but I've just been listening, and I heard Al was trying to check in and thought I'd get him in there. I was in the Air Force for 20 years, so thank you guys for your service. Over.
Yes, sir. Very good, Al. It's not Al, it's Lewis, right? Is that Lewis?
Yeah, roger, roger.
Okay, N0CXY. Thank you for your service in the Air Force, and... you got a fairly nice signal down here into North Texas. Looks like we're doing well up through the middle of the country today. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. I'm running an old Swan 240 here. Just getting some old radios back on the air. Anyhow, I just wanted to tell you hi and get Al in there. Over.
You betcha. Well, I appreciate Al's perseverance earlier, and we got him in the logbook. I actually heard him just a little bit, and that's unusual for here. So thank you very much for that, 73s, and thank you again for your service in the Air Force. November 0, Charlie X-Ray Yankee, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73s.
73s, Dick. Have a great day. We'll catch you later. M0, CXY, clear.
And this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Just a couple of minutes here. Do we have any Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard?
November Bravo 7 Oscar,
go ahead.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Sorry I'm late to the net. I sprained my back the other day and was having trouble getting around. Tried to work you a couple of weeks ago and last week and just couldn't get through the noise, over.
Yeah, very good, Kevin. Well, it's been so bad all summer long. You never know from one week to the next which week, you know, if you wanted to point at a week which is, you know, trying to figure out which week is bad or worse. Today is getting real close to being right up there with the worst of them. Over.
Yeah, but at least I can hear you today. The last 2 weeks, I absolutely did not hear you. And a couple of times I'd hear somebody else, and I tried to holler at you, but I couldn't get through. So I'll vote that today's the least, over.
All right, well, we'll take it. At least we got you on the payroll today. NB70, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. I hope your back gets better. I know you've been a busy fella, so it's good to have you back on air. Over.
Roger, Roger. I'll keep trying. Hopefully see you next week.
7-3
to you and the group.
Roger, Roger. NB70, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3s and Semper Paratus. Any additional Coast Guard veterans for the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net? Again, please. Can anybody give me a relay? I'm just not making that call sign. Try again, please. No, no luck. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Well, it's time for us to turn things over to the Maritime Service Network. And Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel, VA6FH, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel.
Hey, not too strong, Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel, but I have you. If, like I said, if conditions could be worse than last week, maybe so. I do have you, so good luck with that. Over.
Yes, you're not as strong as you normally are, neither. You're an S7, but you know what? Your audio is nice and clear, so that's pretty good.
I don't know. My rig, I don't know if I'm putting out 100 watts or if I'm putting out 500 watts, but yes.
Yeah, that would be nice to have one of those handy. Well, it's you're not, like I said, you're not too strong. I had fairly decent propagation into Colorado and Iowa, but apparently not making it up above the Canadian border here today too well. Over. Oh, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I feel sorry for those guys that are in that IARU contest today, because there ain't a whole lot of signals out there.
Okay, well, I hope I don't have to put up with that kind of interference this morning. Dick, good to hear from you. Give your puppy dog the best I have. The best gets to be deserved this, and we'll catch you next week.
Roger, roger. Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is signing clear right after I mention once again, Night of Nights is tonight on CW for the Maritime Bands, Coastal Station, Kilo Papa Hotel, KPH, and KFS will be on the air starting at 0001 Zulu on the CW HF frequencies. That's all for me. Seven threes.
Seven threes, take care. And this is WMD Board, my hands just don't work.